On the program today, we are going to be talking about Habitat for Humanity. And joining us on the phone, we have Ron Christensen. Ron is the new executive director for our Heart of Iowa Habitat for Humanity. Ron, thanks for taking time to visit with us.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Let's talk a little bit about, first of all, we have had transitioned through Heart of Iowa Habitat for Humanity, getting an executive director. You really have only been on, what, about 3-4 months, maybe?
Yeah, I started the end of September.
Okay. So how hard was that? I know because, we had the transition, and then they were just having, I know we had Eric Kretzinger kind of step back in to help out. He had done it for many years. Did he help get you ingrained into it? How did it go?
Eric was wonderful. He was here, kind of held my hand for a while and walked me through how things worked. I had worked in human services and mental health for 35 years, so this was all brand new for me. Eric was wonderful, and he's still there. If I need anything, I know I can pick up the phone, and Eric will help me and assist me with anything I need.
So this is first, so people understand, we are talking, you're covering three counties right now, aren't you?
Yes, Boone, yep. Green, and Guthrie counties.
Boone, Green, and Guthrie. So where did you come from to get this? I mean, you mentioned you were been doing mental health services, been a provider there. So where had you been located? Had you already been here in the central part of the state?
So I worked in mental health in Story County for 20 years at Story County Community Life, for those who remember that program. Mm-hmm. And I was the assistant director there. And then I went down to Burlington for a few years, and then I was back in Story County for a couple of years, and just kind of decided that I wanted to move on to something else after 35 years. And I was very fortunate to find that Habitat was looking for a director, and I have always loved the Habitat model, and was able to walk in an interview, and I'm very excited to be here. They've told me that it's going to take me a year and a half or 2 years to really figure out how everything works, and I believe them.
Oh, yeah. So, well, folks, I will tell you, one of the first things I got was a phone call. Could you do this? And I said, well, you should have a press release somewhere in the computer. And you did find it, too. So, that's got to be a real challenge, a whole new field, really, to and that's one of the things we'll talk about, too, is because this is a big area. You know, you got Boone, Green, Guthrie. That's a sizable area, and you've got board members from all over.
Yes, we have board members from all three counties, and really, I'm still trying to learn and get to know people from all three areas, because, you know, that's really important to me, to know the counties, to know the people in the counties, and we're a Christian-based organization, so I want to know the churches. I want to know the people who have volunteered to help us.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's so many people involved in Habitat that I haven't even met yet, some of them. And it's just so exciting. And we had an event at Christmas time in Jefferson,
yeah.
Called remember the name of that.
No, it was their holiday event, yeah.
There was so much energy involved in that. The Nativity Festival is what it was called.
Yep.
And it just was so exciting, and there was so much energy. And, you know, just things like that I've been doing and meeting people in that way.
Sure. Because I know they have their people that have been involved with it, so it was pretty easy for that to continue. Boone, again, we had done that a couple of years, but again, just kind of not able to get everything going on that here this year. And we know they do other things down in Guthrie County, too.
Right. So, yes, for sure. And we did do the, with the Arts Council.
Oh, sure.
In Boone.
Yep.
We did do that event this year. But, I will get more things going this year. I'm trying to set up a sort of a concert in the park this year to benefit Habitat, but that's just in the planning stages sure. right now. So hopefully that'll get going.
Well, it's one of those. Well, first of all, everybody, we got a place where you can go. The Habitat office is right over here on Story Street, and Ron will yep. be in there. But I'm guessing also having to travel and make the rounds in the other counties as well, too. So, like you said, a year and a half really to get a grasp on it. The other part is when it comes to putting together building projects, like in particular, we know that decision's been made not to do the new house this year, even though you've got a lot lined up, and I know you got a great project manager and things like that. But it takes a while to put together a whole construction project. So, and your first time through.
It does. And actually, a lot of that has to do with having enough finances to make it go. And this year, frankly, we just don't have the finances in place to build mm-hmm. a home this year. So what we're going to do this year is do a lot of Helping Hands projects, hopefully in the community. And for those who don't know, Helping Hands are home improvements. And those are shorter term projects that we can use our volunteers to do home improvements, and then it doesn't take as much of our workforce
sure.
to do, and then we can build up our finances and then do that home build next year is what our plan is.
Yeah, so. And it's been done before. I remember many years ago that we did Helping Hands in Boone. Helping Hands is very popular over in Greene County. They've done that for a number of years, and also down into Guthrie County. But, I mean, we tried to do a build different and then did Helping Hands here. We had a lot of projects that they were able to do. A little bit different on Helping Hands. With a building, a project, you get a partner family, you go out, you get your lot, you get your lot and then you find your partner family, I guess is the process. Get everything put together to build your home. In this particular case, with Helping Hands, you need information about projects that people might need done.
Yes, we do. We have an application process where they will submit the application, then we'll send out our project manager to look at the project and determine what the cost might be and how much time it might take us to get it done. And then if it's going to be over $3,000, we'll actually have to do a mortgage mm-hmm. in that case and put that in place. And then we go through that whole process and we get volunteers lined up to do that project as well. So it's the same process really, but just shorter term.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about, I know Helping Hands is a little bit different. Is it, what all is done there? Is it mostly exterior? What all do you do?
Yeah, we do not go into the home with Helping Hands. So we're not going to be doing wiring or plumbing and we really don't want to do roofing projects either. So it can be anything from touching up paint on the outside of the home to fixing windows. Last year in Jefferson, we built a ramp for a family where that helped them to be able to stay in their home and not have to go into a nursing facility,
sure.
for example.
Sure.
And we also did a garage where we had to repaint the garage and put on a new door. So that's just some examples of things that we might be able to do. It might be siding on a home. But
sure.
we try not to go in the interior of a home because we just don't have the insurance to do that.
Yep.
But there are USDA grants and loans available for that kind of a project mm-hmm. that we can help people get connected to if they're interested in that.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can help steer them into these other
$20,000 for those USDA grants.
I was going to say, I know you can help steer them into some other other different programs. Yep. And we know that Ogden's got kind of a rehab program going on over there, which might be more private contractors doing that. But there are others that might not be eligible for that or might miss out on it that still could meet Helping Hands. And I know Boone's going to be doing some of that too.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
So
our Helping Hands are going to be smaller in nature than the USDA grants in general.
Yeah. Yep. So Helping Hands, let's talk a little bit about that. What would be, if someone was interested in finding out more, if maybe somebody in their church thinks that somebody could have a little bit of work done around their house, maybe tuck point some windows, things like that. What's the process? What do they go through? Go online or stop into the office?
Actually, they can give me a call. I'll send them out an application if they can't make it into the office. And mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a short application that they fill out. They have to, our qualifications are that they're between 30 and 60% of median family income for the area,
mm-hmm.
which I just checked this morning, and in 2021, the median family income for Boone County was $71,000.
Okay.
If they're between 30 and 60% of that $71,000 median family income, they're going to qualify. And then we have to verify that and go
sure.
from there.
So.
And if they qualify in that way, then we will, like I said, we'll send out our project manager to check out what needs to be done and get an estimate on what it's going to cost.
Sure. Okay. So. And again, it's pretty simple. Again, I know you help walk them through. If they have issues with the application or getting through it, I know you guys can help walk them through it too. You got people that will help.
We have volunteers that will go out and help them fill out the application. And certainly, if they want to give me a call, I'll walk them through it as well.
All right. So let's talk about part two. I'm guessing project manager for all of this will be Rocky.
Yep, Rocky Grillo, great guy, and he's. Very easy to work with.
And he'll make you work. No, I was going to say. He's done it for quite a while. He's very familiar with what needs to be done in a lot of places, too. So getting people to help with that now. Normally when you're doing the build, the full build out, you have different churches that'll step up and rotate through. I know you got a core group of people. But for doing these smaller projects, do you still need more volunteers? And what's the process for that?
We always need more volunteers. Our churches have been wonderful. And I don't want to call out individuals because I'm certain to miss people.
Yeah.
But we have this core group of people who call themselves the Carpenters Group, the Carpenters Club, which are a group of retired carpenters who work every Wednesday and Saturday. And they're just a great group of guys. But they're getting older, to be honest, and some of them have decided they can't do it anymore. So we are losing volunteers, and we need more folks to step up and get involved. So anybody who's interested, feels like they have those kind of skills, we would love to have them get involved. And even if you don't feel like you have those kind of skills, there's always something that we can have you help with. You know, I don't have very many home building skills myself, but I can always pick up a paintbrush and help out in that way. So anybody who wants to help out, give me a call and we can put you to work.
I will say that over the years we have had a lot of people that have been a part of that Carpenters group, and again the people that were there when it started are not there anymore. We've had new ones come in. We've had others step down for a variety of reasons and other new ones coming in. But they were so good to watch, because if they could be talking about something they used to do years ago, or maybe they're talking fishing, yet they're still not missing a beat. Well, you know.
Absolutely. They are the core that really builds the houses. I'll just tell you, I mean, they put up the framing. They know what needs to be done. And even if they can't do the work, they can help the volunteers who show up and show them what needs to be done.
Sure.
You know, it's incredible.
Yeah. So. Well, for that particular group or any other volunteer things, should they just make a call to the office, or do you have a online? I know Heart of Iowa Habitat has a website. Is there a way to volunteer there? What's a good process to do to find out what they can do to help and be a part of it?
Yes, just give me a call at 432-1168, or can email me at director@heartofiowahabitat.org.
Okay, heartofiowahabitat.org.
That's probably the easiest way to do it.
All right, good. Because the more, and once people start volunteering, you know, we don't ask that you're there for everything, but, you know, if you get into, if you can make it a day a week or something like that to help out, that'd be great. And when, especially when we get projects to go, because we'll do, that'll be mostly in better weather.
Yes, we won't start doing those Helping Hands projects probably until, you know, April or so, when the warmer weather comes.
Okay. Do you have kind of a limit on how many you would like to do this year, or is that still open-ended? We'll see just how many we get and how extensive they are?
Yeah, it really depends. Right now, we don't have a whole lot lined up yet, so I'm just hoping that we get enough to keep us busy all summer.
Sure.
Now,
do you have...
I'm not putting a limit on it at this
okay.
point.
Do you have somebody manning the office over in Jefferson, Greene County?
We don't right now. Okay. I'm the only paid staff member at this point. So I'm in the Boone office, and right now we don't have anyone over in Jefferson. And hopefully, if things pick up and we get enough... resources in the door, we'll be able to man that office over there as well.
Start to do that. And do they kind of oversee what's going on down in Guthrie County as well, or do you have others? I know you got board members down there that help out, so.
Correct. It's just me and the volunteers.
Yeah. Well, folks, here we go. We're kind of just rebooting our habitat program here is what we're doing. So, really, with the transition that's gone on, I know, amongst the board members and stuff, they can continue to keep rotating and getting the information out. But we are looking for new people to be a part of it, too. So if you're interested and need to find out more, stop by the office downtown here if Ron's there. He'll not lock the door on you. But come on in and visit, huh? Find out what's happening. And, you know, maybe help do, if you're starting to, like, plan towards potential events where you can get some exposure, do a little fundraising, that sort of thing. If you got some people that are interested in doing that, you'd certainly love to hear from them as well.
Absolutely.
All right. Ron Christensen's been our guest on the program today. Once again, he is the new executive director for our Heart of Iowa Habitat for Humanity. And Boone County this year, we are doing not going to do the full build like we did, by the way, the one that you finally got the dedication done in January. But there for a while, or was it January or December did we get it in? No, you were running into weather issues there.
Yes, we did get that family into the home in January, though.
Yeah, and I think she loves it. They're having a good time.
Yep.
So, once again, we are looking forward to getting more things going. We are looking at a full build. The lot, I know, is already available over in Ogden. But this year, it's going to be Helping Hands. And if there are projects out there, make contact, get an application in. You know, won't be starting for a few months, so there's not, like, don't do it all at once. But, take a look at what might be done and if you might be eligible. Certainly would love to see that happen, so... Thanks for visiting with us today, letting people know what's going on with Heart of Iowa Habitat for Humanity. Again, Ron Christensen has been our guest on the program. Thanks, Ron.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Jim.